Hey, how's it going? It's Greg here with the news, and I got some news for you. Sometimes people don't have time to listen to the news, to watch the news, and they need somebody to tell them the news. And that's why you're tuning in to the news here with Greg, here on Taco Tuesday. And there's a lot to talk about as usual. And of course, we start with our typical headline. Hamas, Israel. Well, here's some good news, right? The good news is Hamas and Israel, they traded hostages, okay? So they traded each other, and there's a ceasefire. America helped with the ceasefire. That's what they're saying. So hopefully everything turned out all right, and things are okay. But the thing is that they're, like, trading hostages, like, every hour on the hour, right? Here's two, here's three. Give us four, okay? But you have to give us five. It's like, just let them all go, you know. There's nothing good coming out of any of this, you know. So just let them go.
Right now they're not attacking each other, so that's good, right? They're taking time off, you know, taking a break, time out, half time at the game. So that's what's going on there. So, there's some hostages that are American, and I think they haven't been released yet, but again, it's a work in progress. Should have never happened, but you know, as they say, shit happens. Okay, kind of crazy in the end, but what can I tell you? What can I tell you? So there you go. Anywho, all right, let's move on to politics. You guys like politics? I like politics. They're fun. I think politics are a lot of fun. I think sometimes with politics, here's what you have to understand with politics. Politicians will tell you anything. Anything for your vote. It doesn't matter what it is. They'll tell you whatever you want. What do you want to eat? I'll lower your taxes. I'll get you jobs. I'll give you free money. You know? I'll lower gas prices. What else they tell you? Let's see. I'll fix the border. I'll fix inflation. You want a job? Well, great one for you. Right? Oh, you don't want to pay for your school, even though you decided to go to it? Even though you're the one that decided to take a degree that's going to be 10 years and cost you $200,000? I would pay for it. Forget about it. Okay? Okay. Who's going to pay for it? That's what I want to know. Who's going to pay for it? Huh? The government? Why do you think there's inflation? Because we keep on printing money. The more money there is, the more problems. You ever heard that? That was a Biggie Smalls. Huh? More money, more problems. And it's true. It's true. The more money, the more problems. It's true. Hey, Ted, it's true.
That is true.
That's right. It's true. Ted said it. So it must be true.
It is.
But don't believe politicians, no matter what. And don't believe fake politicians either. Huh? There's one out in
Arizona.
That's right. Arizona. Thanks, Ted. Carrie Lake. She was running for governor, and she lost. And all she now says is that the fix was in. And it was a fake election, and she didn't lose. And it was set up from the beginning for her to lose. And fake ballots, fake voters, dead voters, you know. She's basically a Donald Trump as a woman. The worst, I tell you, the worst. And, you know, I can't stand her. I can't stand her. Ted, do you like Carrie Lake?
She is the worst.
I didn't think so. No one likes Carrie Lake. Nobody. I mean, she is the worst. But she's still out there touting bullshit. Absolute bullshit. But it is what it is. What can I tell you? But politics are fun, I tell you. Politics are fun. So let's get to it. Let me tell you. They're building the wall. That's right, Dad. They're building the wall. That's right. Joe's building the wall. That's right. Joe Biden is building the wall. The wall that Donald Trump started with a whole 5 miles... and promised that the Mexicans would pay for it, right? I can tell you this, probably some Mexicans building it, but they live in America and they're Americans. But the wall's being built. Joe's going to do it. So there you go. That's one good thing, right? That's happening. But you know, the problem is this. Joe Biden, he's not getting the votes. Or I should say, he's not exciting the people, the young folk, you know? They're not too excited about good old Joe. Joe's not the most exciting guy. I wish I could tell you different, but he's not that exciting. And it's sad because, you know, people say, what has Joe done? Well, he's done quite a bit as president, but it's not noticeable, right? He's not touting it. He doesn't walk around and tell you what he does, you know? He's not the orange guy. The orange guy would do one thing. He would talk about it for 6 months like that thing he did the one time. It's the greatest thing ever. And I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm not doing anything else and I've done nothing else. But if I keep talking about the one thing I did, you're going to be like, oh, that guy, he did good. That one time, he did good. But Joe doesn't do that. Joe's very quiet. Joe's very humble. Joe's just going about his business, right? He's not a talker, right? He's just not doing it. And people will complain. Oh, there's so much crime in my city. And there's so much, whatever. And there's so much injustice. And what the fuck's a president going to do about that? Huh? Tell me, what the fuck is a president going to do about the crime in your city? What is a president going to do when a young man wakes up in the morning and he's like, I'm going to commit a crime today? Or a woman, but women are less likely to commit a crime. But what is he going to do about it? You know, I don't get that. People complain about that. And then they complain about stupid shit like, oh, I can't get a job. Well, don't be fucking lazy. Well, the president said he'll help me get a job. Did he tell you? Oh, when Trump was president, I had more money. Did you, though? Did you have more money, or did you feel like you had more money because he talked about how he was going to do this and do that, da, 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 da. And I mean, I don't have more money. I have the same amount of money. I mean, I might have even more money, but people fall for shit, you know, politics. They just do. They fall for shit, you know. It's how you win. You want to win as president? You want to be the president? Promise shit. Promise a lot of shit, you know. Remember when you somebody would run for class president in like sixth grade and they'd be like, I'm going to get more vending machines in the cafeteria. I'm going to make Taco Tuesday 3 times a week. That's fucking Taco Tuesday, dipshit. It's not Taco 3 times a week day, you know? And then you'd vote for him because he was also your friend in kickball. He'd always pick you first. And then son of a bitch didn't do one thing. Nothing. I got no more vending machines, no more candy. And I didn't get an extra recess like he promised me. I didn't get Taco Tuesday 3 times a week. I got absolutely nothing. And you know what I got? I got a ribbon that said, you voted for, I don't know, Mock. Fuck you, Mock. I got no more vending machines. I remember that. I remember, like, they'd run for president in the sixth grade, and they'd promised it, like, I'm going to get you another day off of school. First of all, you're a fucking sixth grader. You can't do that. You don't know the administration. You don't fucking know who runs the school district and how shit goes and state politics and legislation and the education board. You're in the fucking sixth grade, Mark. You fucking idiot. Anyway, fuck Mark. Fucking probably buys Bitcoin nowadays and talks about it to all his friends. Fucking loser. Anyway. Anyway, politics. I know, Ted. You're probably like, you fucking went on a tangent about sixth grade politics. Politics is politics. I don't give a fuck about Mark. Fucking Mark. Anywho, so there's that. You know, another thing, though. I think I'd already brought this up one time. Please stop protesting the war, any war in America, right? Let me tell you something. You're on a corner over here in Fairfax and Highland or whatever in L.A., wherever you're at, New York, you could be in Texas, you could be in fucking Arizona, it doesn't matter where you're at, Florida. You protesting on a corner, holding a sign that says Free Palestine, you know, Free Israel, whatever it is, people over there don't care. They're not paying attention to you. Nobody cares, okay? And then you probably think, I'm not doing it for them, I'm doing it for the U.S. people to pay attention to me, right? The politicians and get the president. They don't care. You understand that yet? They don't care. They are already dealing with the situation firsthand. Well, not all the politicians, senators, congressmen. Who gives a fuck about them? I'm talking about the administration, the White House. And they don't care about your little sign you're holding on the corner, you know, out in San Diego. They don't care. You may think they care. They don't care. They don't. No one's paying attention to you. Go home. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your Saturday, Sunday. I always tell people, you protest and you cry about things. Why about you go move back to wherever you protested about and change things? And when shit happens, all of a sudden you care, but you didn't care a year ago. You didn't care 5 weeks ago, whenever it was. You didn't care. You were enjoying yourself, whatever you were doing, jerking off. Doesn't matter what you were doing. You didn't care then, right? But now you care. I mean, come on. Really? Really? Hey, Ted, really?
You got a point?
Yeah. Did I tell you to fuck Mark?
Wait, what?
I mean, don't fuck Mark, like, physically.
Oh, okay.
But, like, hey, Mark, Fuck off. I never got those vending machines.
You did say that.
Anyway. That's Mike Johnson is the new Speaker of the House. The House Speaker of the House. Have you heard about this guy? Is that, you hear about Mike?
Oh, yeah, I know.
His name is Mike Johnson. He's a Speaker of the House. He is weird. He has like a black adopted son. And they monitor each other's porno. No, they monitor it. Like, what I mean by that is if you watch porn, the other one is alerted that you're watching porn. Almost like, hey, stop watching porn.
That's really weird.
Think about that real quick, Mark.
No.
What if you're alerted that your stepfather, or it's not really a stepfather, he's adopted father, whatever it is. He's your, I don't know, what do you call it? He's an adopted son, but how is the father, what do you call the father?
He's just his dad.
Okay. And imagine you're like, hey, you're watching porn. Would you tell him? Or would you just kind of sneak in the room and stand in the back and watch to see what he's doing? Is he watching it to study? Is he watching it so he can, like, get... I don't know. He's very religious, this Mike Johnson guy. So what does he do when he watches porn? The adopted black kid, I know what he's doing when he's watching porn. You know, he's... And then what does Mike do when he's alerted his son is watching porn? That is so weird. His son is watching porn, and he's alerted to it. And then what does he do? Run in the room and be like, you stop watching. Oh, I've seen this one. No. Don't turn it off yet, son. Don't turn it off yet. This is going to get good. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, is very religious. He's also supposedly very pro-KKK. So, I don't know if that's a good thing. I mean, he has a black son. I don't know what the deal is with that. People say he's a white supremacist. I don't get that from him. I kind of get very, like, religious, almost the Ned Flanders type of guy, you know? That's what I see with that guy. He's also a denier of the election denier. He's a very big Trump guy. Who knows? Honestly, who knows? But there's that. There's Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House. He took over for the guy from California. I forgot his name. He's already out of here. I forgot his name already.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mike McCarthy. Good call, Ted.
You're welcome.
Good call. Totally forgot about that. But Mike McCarthy. That guy's a piece of shit, too. But hey, there you go. So Idaho has asked the Supreme Court to let abortion law that penalizes doctors to take full effect. So basically, there's an abortion law in Idaho that if a doctor gets caught performing an abortion at a certain term, they could actually be penalized, like get their license taken away, and they can be thrown in jail or fined for having an abortion, not having one. I guess they could if they're female doctors, but I wonder if female doctors would have an abortion on themselves. Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. I don't know. Maybe. So, is that... you know, here's the thing. The Ukraine and Russia war is still going on. Ukraine tried to bomb Moscow. How do you say that, Ted?
Moscow.
Ah, you're good.
Yeah, Moscow.
Got it. So, yeah. So, Ukraine and Russia still going at it. You notice we don't care so much now, though? We don't care. We're like, that's old. You guys are still going? You guys have stopped now. We don't care anymore. It's over. So we don't care. We just don't care. So there's that. You know, there's another guy. He's running for president. He's a Democrat. I don't know his name. Oh, there you go. He's running for president. And that should be good. We'll see what happens. Maybe he'll get my vote. I don't know. People feel like there should be other Democrats running. Could be. Never know. So there's that. And but yeah. So yeah. Also, on the business side of things, this is with the business news. We never talk about too much business news, but we're gonna talk about business news. A lot of major brands, a lot of big names, you know, Nike and who else we got? I always think of Nike, you know, like, oh, it's a big brand, but clothing is a big thing, right? So Nike, Levi, who else? Anyway, they are, a lot of companies are stepping away from X. Used to be Twitter, but X, because of Elon Musk, right? Elon Musk is a very outspoken individual. Like, he thinks he could do no wrong, say nothing wrong. Maybe, I don't know. But he's also likes to talk about the wars, right? He's been very pro-Palestine, supposedly. I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know. But is there something wrong with that? I don't know. You know? But a lot of companies are not going to advertise on X anymore. And they're pulling all their ads. And that's not good. The man paid $44 billion for it. $44 billion. Do you know how crazy that is? $44 billion. That's, God damn it, man. What is wrong with him, huh? $44 billion. Holy shit. But a lot of companies are pulling out. So, let me tell you a couple of companies that pulled out so far. Hold on. I thought I need a drink of water or something over here. Anyway. So, Disney, Paramount, Lionsgate, Sony Pictures, Universal, Warner Brothers. They're not posting on the site right now. They're pulling out, supposedly. CNN, which is also Warner Brothers. So, same shit. I think even, like, the show, like, Stephen Colbert. You know Stephen Colbert? Kind of funny guy. He's not advertising anymore. Or his show, is to say, is not advertising. And a lot has to do with, like, Tucker Carlson, right? He's on there. He's kind of a big deal on X. And people don't like Tucker Carlson. He's kind of a pussy, you know? But there's that. And, yeah. So, so he's in trouble. He's in trouble. I mean, that guy, what a waste of money. I tell you, what a waste of money. He's trying real hard to make money with it, and he's losing money left and right. $44 billion. What a fucking retard. Anywho, on the other, Sports Illustrated. Sports Illustrated. You guys know Sports Illustrated? Used to be really popular. It's, nobody reads Sports Illustrated anymore. Why would you read a magazine about sports? Sports happen instantly, and the stories happen instantly on the internet. Why would you buy a magazine? I don't understand. Anyway, supposedly Sports Illustrated published an article using AI. That's right, an AI with a fake author's name and even the profile of the supposed author, AI generated. Think about that. So they're going lazy, like really lazy. Like forget hiring people. Let ChatGPT write the articles for us. And let whatever you want to use to make the pitches, let AI make the pitches of the person. That is crazy, Doc. They're going to replace us then. Then we're next.
Never.
Nah, they can't do this. They can't do this. The reason why AI can't do my job, because this is me giving you the news, right? These are my thoughts, my opinions, my takes. It's also the news. And AI can't do that. They can't do that. No. And I'm not a journalist. I don't go out and journalist stuff. I don't journal-y. I don't write a journal. I'm just giving you my take on the news that somebody else did the work. Thank you, everyone else. Not me. I ain't doing that. Do I look like I'm gonna go over to Ukraine or Russia and Gaza? No, not even close. Not even close. The closest thing for me, let's see, the closest place I'm willing to travel to do the news story, probably be the beach. Yeah, probably be the beach. I like the beach. Beach is fun. Anyway, also on the news. Volkswagen says its core Volkswagen brand is no longer competitive financially, and Volkswagen is thinking about shifting gears and getting away from the name VW and just doing something completely new with the cars. New name, everything. New look. They said the Volkswagen brand is not good. It's dead. It's over. People don't want it. Get out of here. I understand. It's like Mitsubishi, right? I see Mitsubishis on the street. I'm like, who the fuck would buy a Mitsubishi? Are you stupid? What's your problem? Did you lose a bet? Why'd you buy the car? Yeah, idiot. Anyway, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. I had a fantastic Thanksgiving. I actually ate with Ted. Ted, thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming over. Good time.
Yep. I was supposed to go with the kids. And I was like, hey, kids, let's go out. Have some Thanksgiving. And they're like, nope. Mom's going to take us out. I was like, you mean my stupid bitch ex-wife? They're like, don't call her that. Okay, stupid bitch. They're like, don't call her that. Can I call her ex-wife? They're like, you can call her that. Okay. Ex-wife cunt. That's what I call her. And, but yeah, Ted invited me. Went to his place. Lovely place. Thank you, Ted, once again. Good food. Good friends. Good time. And watched some football. So, couldn't complain. I can't complain. Hey, check this out. If you have a Google account and you haven't used it in the last, say, 5 years, 10 years, they're going to just shut it off. Cancel it. Over. No more. Goodbye. So if you have a Google account, you don't use it, sayonara, as they say in French.
I don't think that's French.
I know it's not French, Ted. It's a joke. It's a joke. Okay? Come on. It's a joke.
Okay.
Get a joke. Huh?
Anyway.
So there's that. There's that. A lot of crazy things. We can't cover the whole entire world, you know, for you. There's some things, right? Here and there, you know. I gave you some politics. I gave you some basic news. You know, I give you some business news, but I'll give you a couple, here's the thing. I don't really do entertainment news, but I'll give you a couple of entertainment things for you. It's just so you can wet your noodle. So Disney lost a ton of money again. Not good. Not good. The movie Wish bombed. The last movie bombed. They keep bombing. Here's the thing. This is the first year ever. I wouldn't say ever, but in like the last 10 years or so, Disney has not had a movie make $1 billion. That's right, $1 billion. Usually the superhero movies make $1 billion. They throw a cartoon in there, make $1 billion. They're pretty good. But this is the first year ever that they put a movie out, did not make $1 billion. But I thought they own Avatar. Don't they own Avatar too? Didn't that make $1 billion? Maybe that doesn't count. Maybe that's not what they're talking about. But no, first year, and the newest movies, they're not that good. They're just not that good, and they bombed. So there you go. Okay, now if you like Taylor Swift, she's sending her movie The Eras Tour to streaming. That's right. You can stream her new movie. It's basically just a tour. So if you like her music, go for it. You can start streaming it on December 13th. How's that? Huh? Taylor Swift. She's dating that football guy.
Travis Kelce.
There you go. Travis Kelce. Who does he play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Really? I didn't know that. Well, you learn something new every day. You learn something new every single day. Ozzy Osbourne, if you don't know. Ozzy Osbourne, not doing too well. He says that if he was to die, he would die a happy man performing on stage. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to basically perform until he drops dead. Good for him. You know, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Good luck to you, Ozzy, dying on stage. Hopefully it's worth the time. I saw him one time live.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I'm live one time.
Okay.
Let me tell you, this man must have been 70 years old.
Wow.
And he did a fantastic job.
Oh,
this man was full of life, jumping on stage, singing all the good songs, Crazy Train. I mean, the guy was phenomenal. I can't believe it. I really could not believe it. Man, he's good. So there you go. There you go. I think that's pretty much all the news you get right now. You know, there's no point in giving you more news. I mean, you don't really need. Yeah, I mean, you really don't need any more news. One more news for you. Tiffany Haddish, the comedian. Have you guys heard of Tiffany Haddish? Yeah.
Of course.
Alan, you do know who she is. Okay.
Everyone.
She's okay. She's kind of funny. But she was arrested for DUI. That's right. DUI. That's driving under intoxication. Now, that is something you shouldn't do, people. Do not drink and drive, okay? Please do not drink and drive. That's bad. Don't do that. It's not good. Don't do it. That's all I got. Just don't do it. I mean, that's all I got for the whole show, but don't drink and drive, okay? And if you're going to drink and drive, it better be after you've yelled at your ex-wife for being a dumb bitch, and you got into a big argument at Red Lobster, and you got in the car, and you're like, you dumb bitch, I told you not to order the lobster. I mean, we are Red Lobster, but still, you understand me. Ah, whatever, dumb bitch. Anywho, that's our show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Monday Morning News with Greg. Even though it's not Monday morning, we missed the day, kind of busy. I was in court trying to sort shit out with you-know-who. It's not going too well for me, but I think we will prevail. You know what they say? If it doesn't fit, get another one. Maybe one more size up. Huh? You're getting fat. Lose some weight.
That's not very nice, Greg.
You know what I mean, Ted. Huh?
I do.
Yep. You got it. All right. That's the show, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you listening. I'll see you next time.
That's a wrap.
I need a cigarette.
Are you going to go to the bathroom?
Nah, I don't. Yeah, you know what? I do need to take a shit. You're right.
Well, there you go.
Gotta go right now. Good show.